Hello, good evening everyone, hope all is well. I know it's 4 a.m, but right now I am driving home from London. I went around a good friend of mine's flat warming party, and it was a really great time. Met a lot of people I haven't seen in a while because I've been in America, and I'm driving back now. And don't worry, I am using hands-free, so there's nothing illegal about this. Before you start speculating. And tonight I just want to talk about friendship and people because, well, just something that has never seemed to go away over the past few years since I've been doing YouTube is, and you know, with the internet and the mass interaction there is out there, you get connected with so many people, and I think it really emphasizes the type of person you are. There are two types of people in life. There are those that, you know, speak with few people but know them very well, and then there are those that speak with many and don't know them very well, and those people are called hubs. And the dilemma that I've always had, and actually one of my good old friends who was a psychology lecturer for me in the first year of my university degree said that I kind of blend between the two. I I communicate with the masses, but at the same time I want to know people deeply because I truly care about people. I truly want to make everyone feel special. I truly want to make everyone feel loved. I truly want to make sure that everyone feels that they have a place in this world and that they have something that they can contribute. But something that has never seemed to go away, and some of you may have seen the video I did on YouTube, which was something about whether or not I choose to ignore or continue in a conversation, is I can't possibly keep up with everyone. And, you know, it may be a week since I've spoken to a particular person and they say, F you, I can't believe you're like this and all this sort of stuff. And I get it. It's not just about one person. So if it's there's someone out there who knows it's them who is one of these people, it's not just you, it's a lot of people, because I get closely connected with people, but on the masses it means that they feel that we're going to talk every day, and it's a dilemma that I need to solve somehow, because I don't want to cause pain. I want to just cause happiness, and I want to be involved, but I wish people could trust me that, I don't know, like, when I go to these YouTube gatherings every year, there are people that probably I've known in total for maybe 2 weeks in total over the past 4 years in terms of meeting in person, but meeting up once a year is good enough for me, because it just continues. We continue our talk, we continue our stories, we catch up. And it's just really, really special. But for a lot of people that I know, it just doesn't seem good enough, and it's very, very difficult. So I guess my question today is, how should I deal with that? And, you know, what do you make of the internet, you know, and the mass communication? Do you think that people do have high expectations? Because before, where when we didn't have the internet, you just wouldn't go out, you just wouldn't meet up, you know, and organise stuff as often. But now it's whenever you're doing stuff, people know about it, and if someone phones you and you're busy and you turn off that phone call, they know you've turned it off. They know that you're not responding to that instant message. And a problem I've had with my iPhone lately is it will log on to Skype, it will log on to AIM Messenger, and I don't even know. And then people that have messaged me assume that it's personal, that I'm not responding. But then at the same time, I know that there are times when I try and contact people that I really want to speak about because I care about them, and they don't respond for months, and I take it to heart. So it's not just a one-way thing, it's just a condition that exists across the whole of the internet, and maybe it's something society will never grasp and get hold of. It's like how sarcasm can never be detected in text. It never will do, but I guess over time we will be more considerate, hopefully, in dealing with these situations. So before the 5 minutes runs out, I'm just going to say have a good night everyone, and I'd be interested to hear your thoughts. Good night.